just a very brief, just a brief presentation on the recovery version of the Bible. I really liked what Michael said towards the end earlier. He said, today we have no excuses, right? We're not in the dark ages anymore, but we can self-impose the dark ages by not turning to the Word, right? So, you know, praise the Lord that today the Bible is wide open to us. Not even the Bible just as it's by itself, but there's so much commentary, there's so much riches that have been expounded, so much riches that have been opened up, unlocked to us. So the recovery version is actually a very good tool for us to get into the Word. And there's also so much riches in the ministry. Okay, so today, this short presentation is only on the subjects and the outlines of the recovery version. So I'll just keep it brief. So we will talk about, like I said, the subjects and the outlines. And so first we'll look at the subjects in the recovery version. Why don't we all actually read these points? Let's read the title together and then the 2 points.
The uniqueness of the subjects of the recovery version.
Amen.
Summarizing each quote of the Bible based on the literal facts, but focusing more on unveiling its intrinsic spiritual significance according to God's economy. Taking Christ as the center and the building up of the church as the body of Christ, consummating the New Jerusalem as the goal.
Amen. So as we go through this short presentation, I'd like you to pay attention to and keep in mind 3 things. Number 1 is in the first point, God's economy.
Amen.
Number 2 is Christ. And number 3 is the church.
Amen.
So these 3 are very, very important. And some of you who are more new, you may think to yourself, what is God's economy? You may not have ever heard of the God's economy. Actually, that's kind of more or less what the second point is talking about, and which is, again, taking Christ as the center and the building up of the church as the body of Christ,
Amen.
Consummating the New Jerusalem as the goal. I mean, we can get into it, actually spend a whole day on it, on the God's economy, or a whole year on it. But actually, the entire Bible is about the God's economy.
Right.
But, you know, God's economy is simply that he became man to make man God, right? He wants to build himself and dispense himself into man so that we could be his enlargement. We can be his expression, and eventually even producing the church, right? Producing the organic body of Christ to consummate in the New Jerusalem.
Right.
Okay. So now we have a series of examples we'd like to get into. I won't have everyone read everything because that might take too long. So what I'll do is I'll go ahead and maybe read the first 2 columns, and then we can all read the 3rd one. So basically what we're looking at is we're looking at a couple of different versions of the Bible, and then we're looking at the subjects in these versions, and then we're looking at some of the differences between the subjects in these versions.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, this first example was for Exodus. So we have a version called a Blue Letter Bible, and it's simply, the subject simply says for Exodus, the history of Israel's departure from Egypt, the giving of the law, the tabernacle. And then we have another version, the New Living Translation. It says, Exodus documents how God rescued Israel from Egypt, and it records his instructions on how to act as a nation. Okay, can we all read the recovery version?
Christ is the redemption, salvation, and supply of God's people, and the means for them to worship and serve God, so that in him they may be built up with God together.
Amen. So you see, the first word is Christ, right?
Yeah, right.
Actually, our focus should always be on Christ.
Right.
And also, this shows us, you know, what, how this applies to us,
right.
And how we are a part of his eternal plan, of God's eternal economy,
right?
Let's look at the next example. So this is for Leviticus. And that's a nice short subject for the Blue Letter Bible. It simply says the ceremonial law. What does that even mean, right? And then the New Living Translation, Leviticus contains God's instructions for Israel's priests, and it includes God's instruction to the entire nation of Israel on how to live spiritually and physically. Can we all read the 3rd one?
Christ is everything in
Christ is everything. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, here's another example. This is for the book of Numbers. So the blue letter Bible says, the census of the people, the story of the wanderings in the wilderness. And then the second one, the New Living Translation, Numbers tells how God guaranteed the Israelites that the promised land would be theirs if they trusted him. The Israelites initially refused to trust him, and they were forced to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until God allowed them the opportunity to try to enter the promised land again. Okay, let's read the recovery version subject.
Christ is the meaning of life, the testimony and center of God's people, and the leader, the way, and the goal of their journey and fighting.
Amen. Christ is the meaning of life.
Amen.
The testimony.
Amen.
The center of God's people.
Amen.
And the leader. The way and the goal of their journey and fighting.
Amen.
I'll be doing a lot of repeating because I can't really say it much better than this. There are a few more examples, but as you'll start to see a pattern is that, you know, many of these other versions of the Bible, they are great. There's nothing wrong with them.
Right.
But sometimes the focus is not quite the same.
Right.
And usually, most of them, they focus on simply a set number of facts,
right?
Some outward records, even just a history book.
Right.
But what the recovery version does is focus on, again, what? God's economy, right?
Amen.
Focuses on Christ and focuses on the church, right?
Amen.
Christ in the church is actually the mystery, right?
Amen.
And so, you know, we really need to focus on Christ in the church.
Amen.
Okay. Now we come to Romans. So for the blue letter Bible, we see, a treatise by St. Paul on the doctrine of justification by Christ. And the New Living Translation, it says, Romans is a message from the Apostle Paul to the Christian church in Rome. Romans maintains that salvation is available to all who accept God's grace. Romans shows that humanity is destined for destruction unless we accept the forgiveness that we do not deserve.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Read the third one.
The gospel of God, to make sinners sons of God, to constitute the body of Christ, which is expressed as the local churches.
Amen. Now we see the gospel, right? We actually know that our entire living should be the living of the gospel,
right?
Even that, you know, I was recently enjoying in the ministry that our living and our work should be the same.
Right.
It should not be any different,
yes.
Right? So this shows us that, you know, not only the gospel of God as objectively, but subjectively, how, you know, this we can participate, right, in the gospel of God.
Right.
And, you know, also focus on the body of Christ, which is very important. And then, of course, I won't give a talk on the entire book of Romans, but the local churches are also a big focus in this book.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, now it's Philippians. So the blue letter Bible states, St. Paul sets forth the beauty of Christian kindness. Okay. Amen. The New Living Translation, Philippians is a letter from the Apostle Paul to a church that expresses his joy over the church's support of him and his ministry. Philippians also celebrates the joy that Christians should have, and it reminds us to praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So let's read the recovery version subject.
Experiencing Christ, taking Christ as our living pattern, goal, power, and secret.
Amen. We have a secret to our living. And this secret is to experience Christ, right?
Amen.
We need to basically take Christ as our everything. Our living, our pattern, our goal, our power, and our secret. So this is very subjective. And this is the intrinsic significance in this book. You know, it's not simply reading it as black and white, as dead letters, right? Amen. We have now Colossians. So for the book of Colossians, the blue letter Bible, St. Paul warns his disciples against errors and exhorts to certain duties. Okay? New Living Translation. Colossians refutes false teachings in the church, and it shows us that Christ is the supreme head and that all truth comes from him.
Amen.
That's actually quite great, you know. So we have nothing against these other versions, but sometimes they don't quite delve deep enough into the heart of what the book is trying to say. In fact, into the heart, even God's heart, of what he's trying to say. Okay, the recovery version.
Christ, the all-inclusive one, having the first place in all things, as a mystery and embodiment of God, as the head and constituent of the church, as the allotted portion, life, constituent, and hope of the saints, and as the body of all positive things.
Amen. So this once again really opens up, really unlocks all the riches and all the significance, the intrinsic significance of this book.
Amen.
And so, you know, it starts with Christ and it talks about how we can be a part of his economy, right? How the Christ and the church, you know, how we relate to Christ and the church.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see if, okay, that's it for the subject. Okay. So let's now turn to or focus on the outlines of the recovery version. Can we read both points?
Keeping a bird's eye view of each book of the Bible based on its structure, focusing more on unveiling its intrinsic spiritual significance according to God's economy, taking Christ as the center and the building up of the church. Body of Christ to consummate the new Jerusalem as the goal.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So there are fewer examples in this section. And I know this is just the outline, but let me say a brief word first. I mean, you know, the outline is so important.
Yeah.
I actually didn't realize how important the outlines are until I recently was entering more into the ministry. For example, we read this book called The Holy Word for Morning Revival. And sometimes you read through the week, you know, there's a day for each day of the week. And you don't necessarily grasp what the significance is and how it all relates together. But it's so important that we can turn back to the outlines to see how this fits into, you know, the context of what we're talking about, right? And the flow of what we're talking about. Often it builds, you know, the days builds upon the previous days.
Yeah.
And so it's so good to be able to refocus in the outline,
Amen.
Right? So, you know, the recovery version, actually, I was reminded, actually by Brother Chen Wei, that, you know, sometimes we may think, well, why do we need an outline? And why don't we just come to the pure Word of God? Well, the pure Word of God is great, right? But sometimes it's so rich, it's so dense that it needs to be explained. It needs to be unlocked again. And so the outline, along with the footnotes, along with some of the other materials, are so good for us to be able to really understand. But not just understand in a mental way, but to really take it in, you know, as the riches.
Amen.
So, okay. So, let's see. Well, I'll just read over the NIV Bible, Study Bible Outline, real quick. For Philippians, and then we can maybe read over the recovery version. So for the NIV version, there's the greetings, thanksgiving and prayer for the Philippians, Paul's personal circumstances, exhortations, Paul's associates in the gospel, warnings against Judaizers and antinomians, right. Final exhortations, thanks, and conclusion. Okay? And so why don't we just read through the outline?
Introduction. Living Christ to magnify him, taking Christ as a pattern and holding him forth, pursuing Christ to gain him, having Christ as the secret of sufficiency.
Amen. So we have living Christ, taking Christ as a pattern, right, and holding him forth, pursuing Christ, and having Christ as a secret of sufficiency.
Amen.
This is great. I mean, you know, the other version, it doesn't tell you much how we should treat Christ, right? We have this wonderful Christ who is all-inclusive, but what do we do with this Christ? So, you know, this outline right here for the recovery version tells us, well, we have to live him.
Amen.
We have to magnify him,
right?
We have to take him as a pattern, and we have to pursue him, and we have to take him as a secret,
Amen.
As a secret of sufficiency.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So once again, it's not simply giving you a record
right.
or a history,
yeah.
But actually how this applies to us and how we can make Christ someone who is subjective.
Right.
Okay, the second example is for Romans. This is very great. And as you can see, there are some words that are highlighted in red. And so as you can see, well, let me just read through the NIV outline again. So we have righteousness from God, unrighteousness of all people, righteousness imputed, justification, righteousness imparted, sanctification, God's righteousness, and then we have more righteousness. And so what this shows, well, actually, let's read over this column first.
Introduction, the gospel of God, condemnation, justification, sanctification, glorification, selection, transformation, conclusion, the consummation of the gospel.
Amen. So I don't know if you saw the, you know, the big difference between the two, but on, you know, on the side of the NIV study Bible, it's all focused on righteousness or unrighteousness, right? This is only actually one aspect of God's full salvation.
Amen.
We know that God is saving us. He has saved us, but he's also saving us today,
Amen.
Right? So we know that his salvation, there are two aspects. There's the judicial redemption, and then there's the organic salvation.
Amen.
And so even though the judicial redemption is so important, and without the judicial redemption, there's no way for the other aspect, right? However, we today actually were, you know, the judicial redemption has already been accomplished.
Right.
We very much appreciate it. We praise the Lord for it.
Amen.
But today our focus is on the organic salvation.
Amen.
This is what we do on our end,
yeah.
right? And so you see from in the recovery version, the outline for Romans, it talks about the first two points. You have condemnation and justification. That's referring mostly to the judicial redemption, right?
Yeah.
But then the next few points, sanctification, glorification, and transformation, these are all matters of organic salvation.
Amen.
So you don't see much, if any of that, in the other version.
Yeah.
And so, yes, we appreciate God dying for us, right? And shedding his blood for us. But we have to focus so much on these other aspects, right? It's actually from what Michael said earlier, we need to buy the oil,
right?
Right? We need to prepare ourselves.
Amen.
We need to have Christ formed in us.
Amen.
We need to have Christ, growing in us.
Amen.
Actually, we need to not just be, just little babes, little children, but we want to be a full-grown man,
Amen.
Right? And that's what God wants.
Right.
And this has everything to do with his economy.
Amen.
His economy is to make us his enlargement,
yeah.
his expression. So if we do not go through these steps and these this process of the organic salvation, we cannot become his body, right? We cannot be built up as his body,
right.
and we cannot consummate as the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
This is a process. This is not that one day I'm here, and then the next day, or the Lord comes back, then all of a sudden we become this amazing, beautiful bride.
Amen.
This is a very, very long process.
Right.
So praise the Lord. Okay, I believe this is the last example. So the NIV says, the Word became flesh, the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Jesus' public ministry, signs and discourses, the Passion Week, Jesus' resurrection, statement of the gospel's purpose. And then we have Jesus' recommissioning of the disciples. Let's read this column.
The eternal Word incarnated, coming to bring God into man. Jesus crucified and Christ resurrected, going to prepare the way to bring man into God. And as the Spirit coming to abide and live in the believers for the building of God's habitation.
Amen. Amen. The eternal Word incarnated, coming to bring God into man.
Amen.
This is what we were talking about earlier when we said God became man, so to make man God,
Amen.
Right? So to accomplish this, God had to become man,
Amen.
Right? And then he went through a human living. He was crucified. He was resurrected. And then he became the life-giving Spirit. This is how he could bring God into man,
yeah.
right? Or even bring man into God. And then as the Spirit, right, he was the other comforter, right? He was sent. And then he made a way possible for us to be the building, right, for the building of God and God's
Amen.
Habitation. So this is wonderful. And you see very little, again, if at all, of this type of speaking, this type of revelation in various other versions of the Bible.
Amen.
Okay, so why don't we read these two points?
The subjects and outlines of the recovery version are unique and invaluable study aids because they go beyond the mere literal facts of the Bible to unveil the deeper truths and revelations of God's economy to the readers. Thus, the readers may be enlightened to take Christ as their center and the building up of the church as the body of Christ, consummating in the New Jerusalem as their goal, matching God's eternal purpose.
Amen. So I think my time is up, but I would just say a very quick word right now, which is that, you know, we know that we're talking about the Bible, right? And the Bible is not only just a book. The Bible is actually God himself,
Amen.
Right? It says in John 1:1 that in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the Word and God is actually one. But however, for us to take the Word in, we actually need to take it in a spiritual way, right? We need to actually exercise our spirit. And so the recovery version really helps to unlock the spiritual and intrinsic significance in the Bible for us to be able to really take the Word in, you know, and not simply read it as dead letters. In fact, if you simply read it as dead letters, it actually kills you, actually deadens you. So praise the Lord that we have such a wonderful book and such a wonderful, all these resources in this book, the outlines, the subject, the footnotes, to really help us to enter in. And this, you know, can we just read the last point again?
Thus the readers may be enlightened to take Christ as their center and the building up of the church as the body of Christ, consummating in the New Jerusalem as their goal, matching God's eternal purpose.
Amen. Okay, I won't say anything else, but can we just say hallelujah three times?
Yeah. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.